Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, around the end of the year, maybe even sooner, people start thinking about where they'll go on their holidays. Sometimes it's back to a place they were before, or they get a recommendation to go someplace new. But how many people book holidays because of something they may have seen on Netflix or in the cinema? After the last series of The White Lotus, we attempted to book a trip to the Sorrento coast. I was. Sarah Madden reports.
You've read the book, seen the movie, and now what? Well, how about flying out to see where your favourite story's based? According to research by Jet2 Holidays, one in four holidaymakers have booked a holiday based on a book they've read. With Under the Tuscan Sun, the Jurel Trilogy, and even the Da Vinci Code inspiring literary travel abroad. So, is travel by book a flight of fancy? Or does it tell us something about the way we're reading and how we're travelling today?
One of my favourite authors is Bill Bryson, who does a lot of travel books. And so he's very good at documenting what he visits. And so he would inspire one to go and visit those places as well. All around Australia, which was very interesting, and other parts of Europe.
Well, I went to Argentina last year. A bit of that was off the back of seeing them win the World Cup and stuff, and I always fancied it, and that probably prompted it a bit more.
Ah.
So that's probably, yeah, now that I think of it.
I went to Long Island after reading The Great Gatsby. I wanted to see if it corresponded with the book at all, and I think it did, so.
Classic and very cliche, but New York, Sex and the City. Like, definitely, like, went over and I did feel like Carrie Bradshaw walking actually there.
And did you visit any of the places you've seen in it?
Yes, I eventually went to Carrie Bradshaw apartment and a couple of the restaurants that were actually featured in the movie.
Is there anywhere else that you have on your bucket list that you'd like to go and why?
Probably a trip to Central Asia to follow the Arabian Nights stories.
Ah.
Along the Silk Route would be very interesting, yeah.
Can I go with you?
Well, I suppose Italy, like after reading My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched Ferrari and it's just, I've never seen anything make me want to go to the south of Italy more and just drink red wine and eat olives all the time. So, yeah. I think it is a vibe, yeah. You can definitely be sold a vibe from the piece of art, but invariably then you go to the place and you have a completely different experience of it anyway. So, I don't know. When it comes to travel, I have to do it instinct-based. I have to go, no, I'm not going to plan anything and just show up. I'm a mess. I'm a terrible person to travel with that, as a result.
You have a suitcase with you there. Where are you off to now?
Going back to London. So it's not really a travel-y exotic vibe at all.
Before we go any further, Sarah, I have a confession to make. I once brought an American cousin to Limerick because she had read Angela's Ashes and wanted to see Limerick.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first time I was specifically gone to a location because of a book. And Limerick is lovely. It was very nice and very different to what is represented in Angela's Ashes.
Louisa Cameron is the owner of Raven Books in Black Rock.
Seeing Bronte Country up in Yorkshire, which was spectacular. And you could absolutely imagine, you know, wandering across the moors and the ghosts and the drama of it. It's a very dramatic area. And coincidentally, the house I was staying in, which wasn't like the Bronte homestead, obviously, but it was this old kind of dark beamed house sitting literally at the edge of the moors. And it was so atmospheric. Even if you hadn't read any of the books, you couldn't help but have stories in your mind being there. It was fantastic. And I would definitely recommend, you know, that sort of, like, it's not a specific book, but that sort of atmospheric place. Another one would be the Wordsworth House in the Lake District, which you can go and visit. And again, you just get that sense of the poetry that was so steeped in the land. And if you fall in love with fictional characters, you do want to experience them more. And you almost, when you go to the place, expect to, like, see them around the corner. Or it just gives you that added experience of a story that you have been so engrossed with and so lost inside. So I can see why a book would make you fall in love with a place. It was interesting that a lot of the books at the top of the list were memoirs, so Under the Tuscan Sun being the prime example, because of course it's so richly imagined, and so warm, and just that sunshine and the scent of the air, and you can just picture yourself there. And it's not to the same degree as a novel focused on narrative. So it's more about their personal experience, and you feel like, I could have that too.
I think it's a massive influencer in terms of the triggers for people to say, that's a destination I'd like to visit, that's a thing I'd like to do.
Paul Hackett is CEO of clickandgo.com, and he's also board director of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
If you look at destinations and how they are promoting themselves now, they're doing this through that link to the character, be it whatever media, whether it's the written word, whether it's visual. And then, you know, when we can relate so much to that character, we want to see what it was like for them, be them, you know, do that as part of the visit. Like, so maybe more so, you know, instead of going to the Empire State Building, they want to see where Carrie Bradshaw lived. Instead of going to the Eiffel Tower, they want to see Emily in Paris and somewhere else where she had the copy. You know, they want to do something that relates more to the character. The authors, publishers, and the destinations, to some extent, are capitalizing on this. And you can see that with Venice or Barcelona, Paris, who with Iceland, as you said. You know, you can understand, like, we're very much in the age of influence. Books have to be set somewhere. So why not make it a destination that is desirable, interesting, relatable, attractive? Will obviously then inspire consumers who are thinking, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Yeah, definitely. Jet setting in reverse, for sure.
I have been saying for years that we are missing a trick in this country with literary tourism.
Louisa Cameron.
I think there is such a massive opportunity there. We punch well above our weight on the international stage, and people, as you say, want that extra experience. And when so many Irish books are very deeply rooted in Ireland, I think we could absolutely enhance people's experience of coming to Ireland. And I think in particular, it would bring in a different group of people to those who just want to come for the rugby or for the pubs or to find their roots. It's a whole untapped area that I think could be done so well. For example, in Dublin, you're going to get people from all over the world having read Ulysses and wanting to see. And on Bloomsday, we see that so strongly all along the coast out to Sandy Cove of tourists wanting to walk in Joyce's steps and wanting to see, and some of it really hasn't changed along the seafront, obviously. I mean, a lot of it has, but wanting to experience a book like that, even if they haven't read the entire thing. I mean, I'm wondering now, is there going to be like a rush to New Ross with small things like these? But I think there could be a lot more done, and I think it's something that we haven't looked at in this country cohesively.
Promoting travelling by book could be incredible for the Irish tourism industry, but there may be a downside to set jetting tourists too.
If you come on a house tour, you'll see a picture in the main hall which has been repaired, but Peter Ustinov slashed it making a film. He did some improv and decided to pick up a steak knife and slash the portrait of an ancestor. So, good crack.
Anthony R.D. is the current owner of Kilruddery House. The house, gardens and restaurants, which open for the season from St. Patrick's weekend, are popular with international productions. They attract fans and visitors too.
We're very close to Ardmore Studios, so we get a lot of films. So we've had the Winx fake saga here. We've had Badlands. My Left Foot was filmed here. We've had some Penny Dreadful. We've had The Tudors was filmed here. We've got The Irish Wish, which will be out on the 15th of March. That was filmed here. So we do get people, you know, looking for the film sets and looking to find where these places were filmed. The Badlands, which was a martial arts show, that brings a lot of Koreans. You know, you see a little pack of Korean kids in the garden and you know they're coming here because Badlands was filmed here.
So the PS I Love You house is actually the farmer's house on the estate here. It's called the Middle Lodge, and that's where the farmer lives. And an enterprising taxi driver in Dublin started taking tours to the PS I Love You house as his special you know. And he used to sneak in here with his tourists and drive up the farm to the cottage. And it's on the Google Maps as the PS I Love You Cottage, and I've tried to get it off Google, but I can't seem to be able to do that. So I've just marked it down as permanently closed. But, you know, of course it's good for, it's great. Any PR, public, you know, any PR is good PR. Yeah.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.